going to record or something?
Well, basically, just, you know, I'm set up to record, but, you know, everybody should know that we're recording.
Ah, yeah, sure. Ah, yeah.
And I don't know if anybody else is going to record. I hope so.
I'm trying to record, but I have to use a microphone. All my attempts to do some genius electronic has resulted in hum and noise. And I believe Crawford tried with a purchased item and got the same result. So,
yep.
Microphone seems to be what I'm trying, and that means when I type, it sounds like an earthquake. But that's how it's going to be. So I won't type too much.
Okay. Okay, okay.
So Peter is not here yet, sorry. I'm here. Peter is here.
Ah, okay, fine. I was just asking myself if you fixed the problems you just had with your phone and internet.
Yeah, so my normal phone doesn't work. Probably interference of my Wi-Fi with my wireless phone. And so now I'm on Skype out.
And oh, okay. Testing.
I don't know how many more people we're waiting for. And if you hear noise in the mouse, it's because I'm printing. Because I need to write instead of type. Otherwise, you're going to hear me hammering all the time on the recording.
Yes, so it would be good that, like a normal IRC chat meeting, that somebody is facilitating and somebody is taking notes. So who would like to take the notes?
I'm on the notes, but I'm doing it by hand, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Got it, yeah, okay.
Because otherwise I'm going to hammer like an earthquake on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, got it. That's good. So who wants to facilitate?
I'd just like to ask if Linwood is already recording it. Otherwise, we could record it here too, says them.
I think it's a good idea if more people record, because we may get varying quality and then we can take the best result out of it. Also, in case if my computer crashes, the file is lost, at least for the program I'm using. It doesn't save it until we're done. So.
Okay.
So, it's a good idea to record it, and that also means that that's the conditions of being here, is that we are being recorded. But I think that's what we want, so everyone can follow, also those that couldn't be here tonight.
I agree.
So.
So now we have 8 minutes passed. Shall we wait 2 more minutes and then start? Maybe.
We'll just see if there's anyone on the...
Who should be missing right now? River wants to join. I don't know. He's already here and...
Here.
And then...
Ah, okay.
He just called.
Do we have Andre online?
What does it mean?
Andre, so you're also here online?
Yep.
Good. Okay.
Did we settle on somebody facilitating?
No, that's open, so I could do that, or if somebody else wants.
It might be useful if, as some of the discussion might be about Peter, Peter is not the one to facilitate, I don't know.
We just need a volunteer, and you're hired.
Me?
I agree, it would be good if somebody else...
But my phone... One moment, I have to answer the phone, sorry.
Well, I'd be willing to facilitate, I guess, under two conditions. One, of course, being that I can step down from it if I need to participate, and two, if
you know, that if anybody has any problem with my facilitation, that they can speak up and we can switch off then.
You're hired, Linwood.
Okay.
In that case,
maybe we have Michael Daum just another second. He just said he wanted to join.
Do we have Sopan online?
He has problems. He just wrote down in the IRC channel.
He says he cannot join. I don't know whether he cannot because he is not able to or because he... make sure he has the number.
And if he wants to or he... I just ask him.
Well, while we're waiting for the other folks to work out their technical difficulties, can we perhaps just review an agenda and time frame of how long we want to be on and what we need to cover?
Yeah, so our meeting typically go like 1.5 hours, and I would say let's try 1 hour or 1.5 hours.
Yes. Okay, so that's our general goal for time frame. And in terms of agenda items for this meeting?
Well, they are posted.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Who just joined?
This is Michael Daum. Hi.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Who's up there?
I think everybody in the IRC channel is up there, apart from Sopan.
And Sorunthar or something like that is also missing. He can't participate.
Sorunthar is Raphael.
Okay, I see now. I was just writing yet another email to you, Peter.
Okay. Kenneth, could you make, if you have a bridge number in Venezuela that might help Rafael, and if you have one in India that might help Sopan.
In Venezuela, I only have a UK number. That's one of those.
Okay.
And for, what was the other country? Besides Venezuela, what was the other country?
Venezuela and India.
India, I have a free number. I can put it on the chat.
Maybe you can post it for Sopan.
So, okay, yeah, because you cannot call a free number in US from India.
Okay.
All right. Well, just looking back at the agenda, from the topic, Georgetown Relief Meeting topic, we have two of them. We have to do on refining the new tweaky governance. And it's listed on there that the desired outcome is to define the community council. And then number two, we have review urgent bugs with 4-2-1 scope, desired outcome, identify owners for urgent board bugs. Are those the agenda items that we need to address? And are those outcomes the appropriate outcomes?
Can open up the first item a little bit, also a free-form discussion. So not just like the formation of the Twiki Community Council, but also a discussion around the government in general, because we had a lot of back and forth on in the CODEF web, and I think discussion in person is better to clarify some items.
Okay. So, are you suggesting that it's just going to be open discussion, not to a particular but initially?
What do you think?
I mean, I think that sounds I think that sounds appropriate for the reasons you said. It just it changed the way I'd facilitate.
And we can actually, we don't need to spend too much time on urgent box. First of all, this was not supposed to be a release meeting. And second, there's a lot of good progress taking place on the side anyway. So I think let's go for the governance and try and maybe divide that into a couple of topics that we have to go through. Remember, this is not a decision meeting on the governance, but more the first discussion meeting, and there will be more, right? As we've been saying that we need a sequence of meetings where we discuss and think and sleep it over and think and talk again.
May I enter an organizational suggestion? Maybe if somebody says something who doesn't say something a lot of the time, that he may state his name, and I'm Martin Baller.
Good idea, good idea. This is Kenneth Lawson, by the way.
Yeah, okay. So let's just pick up the discussions as they are started on introducing tricky governance. This is Michael Daum, by the way, speaking. And tricky governance. There are also a huge number of other topics on CODEF that play in here. And first of all, thank you, Peter, for the reply to those questions that came up right after your proposal was online. And maybe not all of these have been answered sufficiently. Hello?
Yep.
Yeah.
I can hear you.
All right. Okay. There was a muting on my phone. And so I'd like to see more, whatever we discuss now, I see that we need more tricky discussions, wiki-side discussions in rapid exchange of ideas, because there are so many people out there that really have much to say about this, because everybody's involved in this. All right? Do we agree with that? Let's really have focus on most important for all of the legitimacy to the Twiggy process is actually what's going on CODEF. So I'd like to emphasize that we really have to keep in touch with what we already discussed there before starting some new
That sounded good. It's like an airplane taking off. Somebody needs to mute themselves. My suggestion.
Okay.
My suggestion would be.
Unmute, I don't even know, even though I use this.
You should mute your phone if you don't talk anything.
I think whoever has the problem, it's a digital connection. It's often IP phones that end up like this. We need to find out who it is.
I'm going to just call in by landline so we can make sure that it's not my Skype user.
Yours does not make any. Let's just check that people are. Peter, can we hear you? Then you need to unmute, of course. Peter?
Unmute is hash 6. Or 6 hash, I don't know the order.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, then it's not 6 hash. That's what I tried, so it must be something else.
Try hash 6.
I can see Sofan has disconnected, and we haven't had the static noise.
Star 6.
There you go.
Star 6, okay.
Okay, so something happened in between.
Believe my bad, we have had this before on these conference bridges when there are many participants. It can happen. And usually we have to break it all down and all dial in again. Let's see if it goes. The problem is to find out who it is that makes the noise.
My suggestion would be that we go through all the participants of this meeting and everybody states in short words, maybe half a minute, what he thinks is his approach on the governance issue and also on behavioral issues, personal issues, and whatever he thinks is appropriate to state here.
I'm sorry, who was that, and who's that proposing this?
I'm sorry, Martin Zavis.
Martin. So you're proposing basically to have everybody say a short statement on how they think we should approach the governance?
Exactly. They should kind of summarize what they read and what their opinion is.
Yes, and let's defer all comments on that till everybody who has done it to send.
Okay.
Good idea.
Anybody have any problems with that approach?
I think that's the best way to get started somehow.
Okay, well then I would just, my request in facilitating would be
good idea
for people to keep it as brief as possible because it could take a while, so if we try to keep that down to a couple of minutes each, 2 or 3 minutes each would be.
Yeah, and take notes so that you know how to answer when you're at the roll.
If you want, I can start, Martin.
Good. Thank you, Martin. Go ahead.
Okay. Just to summarize, what I read is that there is a discussion going on that is basically based on some behavior that Peter Tooney or actions he took within the last days, weeks, and also sometimes months and years. And basically it's about violating community rules that the community has trying to establish or trying to foster and that Peter sometimes violates, and then people get angry about that. Peter himself states that there are also other people violating community rules, and although I'm still a very new community member, I was also a bit angry and upset when I saw the Twiki .net banner on the download page and gave some comments about it. I was very glad that Peter was excusing himself for doing that and reverting or letting us revert that. And I read somebody, I don't know who it was, saying that that should stop, and I agree with that. And I think that Peter's excuse is the first step in that direction, and it's enough for me. And I'm waiting and hoping for the future to come. Still, I want to say that I think that we as a community and as people should be aware that Peter is a very important contributor for TWiKI, and not discuss his person too much here. Finished.
Who's next?
How about you, Michael?
All right. First of all, I'd like to propose another member to the TCC as far as it has been mailed around. This is Linwood Brown. Hi, Linwood. I've just made an email to Peter to suggest you as another member because of your immense background on that field. Okay, so let's come to my concerns about the proposal. First, I don't think that the analogy to the Ubuntu project to TWiKI is appropriate. This has already been expressed in length a couple of weeks ago by Crawford on Ubuntu and TWiKI in CodeF. Please all read this and comment there. By analogy, this would mean that TWiKI.net would take over control over TWiKI in great extent, which is not acceptable. It may be that I just misunderstood that. This needs sort of clarification. I think most of us will agree that TWiKI.net can't take over control over TWiKI. And Peter has to make clear that he does have two hats that he is using and that he will interchange them appropriately, whatever power he will have. And it might be a problem to separate both open source interests and commercial interests having such a powerful position. I'm not sure this can work out in the long run. Especially, I don't want TWiKI.net to be hard-coded into the open source project TWiKI. This is a danger for TWiKI to flourish organically facing such a setting. There's been a new topic, high-level TWiKI strategy, which seems to be intended as a base to create a vote for the BDLF. There is no agreement on this writing there, and so it can't be a legitimate vote base. I don't see that the current proposal is that different from what we have before using the core team. And this hasn't been a success story, just to answer one of my own questions that I've put on the TWiKI governance page. One thing I really like about that proposal is creating of interest groups or focus groups. However, I think the one and only weakness of that proposal is, and that in point one, is that a static nature of such a set of focus teams might not work out for the current size of the community. So people are in many focus teams or may have got many interests in many areas, and it would be difficult to categorize them in such a static way. Most of the time, TWiKI people show up and are doing some stuff, and by doing, are identified as a kind of a stakeholder in some areas. That works more organic and indirectly and not so informal than what has been proposed there. Nevertheless, I'd like to see focus teams on a non-individual level, more on the organizational level, where TWiKI firms come together and discuss specific interests that they have and how they are using TWiKI. And that's the way I'd like to see focus teams come to life. Thank you.
Should I continue? This is Kenneth. No one objects, and I'll take my position here. I would actually like to hear in a statement longer than just maybe the 2 minutes that we all have, what Peter's vision about the project is, seen in a 3-4 year term, not what's going to happen with 4.2.1 or 5.0, but where do you see the project going as a project, both with the content and with the community. So that's your own vision. And I would also like you to explain maybe to us how Twiki.net's position is going to be in relation to the community. When I look at the new governance proposal, and I think there's a significant difference from the core team to the new organization, which is that the new organization both seem to delegate more, but it also defines the benevolent dictator for life role. So it's like it pulls in both directions, and that can be a little confusing. The way I understand the new governance proposal is that the community council basically only takes care of the community ecosystem, is the word Peter likes to use, and I think it's a pretty good word, but doesn't really take care of, let's say, what kind of features go into Twiki and how is the code written, and etc. I see it as a board that creates other teams, and besides that, doesn't really do anything besides being there if a conflict arises and a decision is needed in one respect or another. I see the technical board as probably the most powerful and the most important role, because that's where the techies will sit and have the let's say manage, not having control as a negative word, but to manage and to make sure that the code is well organized and that the jobs that the new features will consist of are being properly designed and implemented. So I see that role as very important, and it's also a role where I don't expect Twiki.net or Peter to have much interest in having a very visible role. I think that's very much a community role, whereas things like how Twiki is marketed and so on is probably more where Twiki.net is going to play a more active role. That's how I expect. There will be small teams on release management, which can be one or two people and other specifics, but I think I like the new proposal, but we need the benevolent dictator for life role well defined. It's a dictator role, so of course you cannot democratically define a dictator role. It doesn't make sense, but I would still like to know what Peter was going to use it for. That's all from me.
Who would like to speak next?
Okay, just go ahead and say your name first.
How about André? You haven't spoken yet.
Hi, here's André.
Yeah, we can hear you.
I also looked at the Twiki government thing, and I'm quite surprised that 2 hours before the next meeting there are actually some answers to questions, and I think it's quite too late. It takes too long. It's no discussion, and the whole community discussed Peter the whole week, and waiting for response. I think you have to stay up more earlier to respond, to actually get involved into the process. I please you to do that next time, so that we don't wait for another week. I also responded already to the BDSL. I think the spiritual leader of the Twiki project, I think the main reason why all this is coming from the mixing up Twiki.net and Twiki.org. And Twiki.net came very late in the process and has a very, very dominant stand here. You will find it everywhere in the Twiki registration process, from the release marks and so on. And all this mixed up is a mixed up of interests. And this is very conflictory, and I think we have to define either you can separate your roles as a project leader of an open source project or as a CIO or whatever in a company. This is the main reason, I think. And you can't be both at once. So there's a main interest conflict, I think, we have to go through. And these roots coming from at least the last 5 years. We just ignore it for a few times, I think, and this is the first time it doesn't get ignored. It couldn't be ignored now. And I'm very glad that it comes to this point and we have the chance to change it, actually. Regarding the government's proposal, I see not much change. Maybe they are different, the focus teams. Maybe not. I don't know. It's more or less nothing new for me, at least. What's important, I think, is to define it more openly. And I really don't get it, the strategy of high level and so on. And I think there's a process where at least I think we don't have this conflict or fight or something. I don't think we fight. We fight for a community here so that it gets healthy and more populated. But this fight is more, I don't know, a commercial fight maybe. I don't know. It's really, really upset me. And I think we can get it clear, but when it doesn't get resolved in the next few weeks, I think it's very, very get hurt, the project at all. So thanks.
Thank you, Andre.
I'll have a go if you want.
Okay, and who's this?
It's Crawford here.
Crawford.
I first raised the issue of Twiki not having a roadmap a number of years ago, and a number of other people at the time shared with me that concern. To this day, Twiki has no long-term roadmap, as has been mentioned. And I feel that this has been a major factor in failure to execute within the project. So people can't see where Twiki is going. So they make up their own directions, and sometimes those are adopted, sometimes those are content to tear the project apart rather than pull it together. I still think execution is really the problem, and what this current debate is doing is it's defocusing us away from executing effectively on a longer-term roadmap for Twiki. I think I have concerns about the Peter's ability to separate his commercial interests from a role as the BDSL, though in principle I don't have any objection to having a dictator at the helm, as long as that dictator is making effective decisions which are in the best interest of the open source community and is not driven rather by commercial considerations. A community like Twiki is built on two things. It's built on trust and respect. The leader of the organization, whoever it is who makes the ultimate decisions, has to respect the community. They have to respect the inputs that come from the community, and they have to respect the fact that these people are competent and can be delegated to. And in turn, the people within the community have to trust the leadership to actually make consistent and accurate decisions for the best benefit of the open source project. I feel that we're not currently in that position, and that the current governance proposal is casting a veneer on top of an atmosphere of distrust and unrespect. If there is such a word. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, Crawford. Who'd like to speak next? Anyone?
I think I catch the point. Can you hear me, Eugen Meyer?
We can hear you.
Go ahead.
I got a good point, and C-Dot just spoke about this, that I have read about the TV governance and all the points in there, but I did not really focus on it because in my eyes, it's maybe all needed and all interesting points, but in first, I don't see too many people being that active to establish all that kind of groups in there, because having one person in one group or maybe two, you don't get discussions which are maybe important for maybe getting a good quality or getting a lot of views on a specific point to have all the interests in decisions or to cover all interests in decisions, and that's for all groups. And I see that that we don't have too much trust. And for me, it's right now it's Peter. I don't get why we had this for example this banner thingy. Why this all happened? I don't think it's a good. Even the timing of that is just so bad because of all the discussions about Peter and maybe he's misusing his powers and stuff, and then we got this banner on a download page, and this is just a timing that I don't understand how Peter well thought this decision, or that he really respects the community there, and that's the point I'm just right after it. So it's not I don't mind the governance yet. So it's just a basic point because I see myself being motivated from the start, but right now I'm really getting demotivated by all that I am losing the respect to Peter, for example, because of that banner and all that, and I don't like that the way we act with as a community. We should stay together in that point, and we don't. We have a lot of personal interests and commercial interests and stuff, but we still have a community, and we have to think about what is the best for the community, what are the interests, and I think we don't agree on the interests for the community as a whole. I think that's the first point. We don't know what our interests, what is our community interested in, and what is the best for the open source community. And the second point, or just to finish, I see the same problem some of you mentioned, that separating Tviki.net and Tviki is a hard thing, and that's why I can see Peter struggling, and that's not easy. But we have a real to have a person which is involved in two projects which have that kind of relationship to each other, to have someone who is that powers in both projects, we have to trust this person a lot, because he's responsible for a lot of things, and that's what I'm missing. And I don't think it's too much for others there yet. So I think we have to fix that first, to trust each other, to trust Peter, or to choose somebody who is maybe able to cover this position a bit better, and then go on with all the governance things and so on. And that's from me.
Thank you. Who'd like to speak next? Well, nobody speaks up, I'll take my turn then.
Well, excuse me. My name is Kwangren Liu. And
okay.
I'm trying to catch up. I just got in about half an hour into the whole meeting, so I'm just trying to catch up on what has happened. I've just read about the high-level Twiki strategy. I'm not sure if you guys have heard about that yet, so if you guys can fill me in, that would be great.
Well, we're really having an open discussion at the beginning here, and just hearing people's initial takes on the Twiki governance, what they see the issues are. So you can address the high-level Twiki strategy, Twiki governance, introducing Twiki governance, etc.
Okay, then I'll just continue to listen and I'll put in my comments when necessary. Thanks.
All right, we're sort of doing a round robin, basically giving each person a couple of minutes if they would like to speak. And Peter was just asking, who was that just speaking?
Kwangren?
Ah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right. Well, this is Linwood, and
okay.
My piece about Twiki governance. What stands out foremost in my need for some clarity. I don't feel that having ambiguous agreements or sort of very simplistic or agreements have served us very well, because in different interpretations of what's going on, I feel is where some of the problems have come up in the past, different expectations. Given the history in the community, I do feel that we do need clarity on if there is some role of leader, well, clarity on what is Peter's role in leadership. I don't know what it's called. I don't know about the BDF at all. I mean, clearly he is founder for life. That's something that can never be taken away, and he has certain assets that he stewards for the community, which is sort of a given. But in terms of what his specific authorities are within the Twiki.org community, I think it's critical that we have clarity on that, because that would be the basis of trust. In order for Peter to be able to act as leader, we need places where we can talk to him as equals. If he can override any agreements that we make, or if you will impose a particular interpretation of events, then it's very hard to have a conversation of trust. The high level Twiki strategy document. Without going into it, I would have some disagreements about some of the assumptions of the statement that actually frames that discussion, such as what's been the nature of the conversation or what has been the source of disagreements. So it's hard to engage on that topic. So if it's not Twiki.org, what is the forum where Peter has the opportunity to interact with the others on a basis of equality, if it's not Twiki.org? So, again, first, I think my number one priority would be we just have to agree that we're really clear about what we're agreeing to. And secondly, I think it's very important for the Twiki.org community to have a clear understanding of how Peter's role is defined in terms of what his authorities are in the community and what we can count on him for. So I think that's it for myself.
Did we miss anyone now in the list?
maybe Peter can just say what he thinks now. So
I think Peter got a lot of questions, so maybe we should allow him a little more talk time than the rest of us.
Okay.
I agree.
Peter, you need to unmute before you start talking.
Peter, are you there?
I hope he's not there.
Peter, you still on?
Would be very funny if you wasn't.
So
he's on, but we can't hear him. He just typed,
yes.
I am, but we can't hear him.
He is, therefore he is.
#6 for unmute.
As long as you heard what we said.
The six.
Okay, I think now I figured it out.
Yeah, that's better.
Ah, yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay.
He's playing tricks on us.
Okay, so I would like to address the questions and concerns that came up first, and then in between also give like the high level of vision that I see is needed to bring the community together. So Martin actions to violate community. I know that many people got angry about this, and I apologize for this. There have been a couple of reasons. I actually first wanted to post the reasons publicly on Twitter.org. I shared my thoughts with one of the community members, and the community member recommended not to post those reasons. They say just look in the future and not in the past. But just to say that why I did that, that there was a reason behind, and it's all connected to the discussions that we have currently within the community. But having said that, I think it's the right decision to take it back, and so I apologize for this, and I'm going to propose a new document to revisit the sponsor question on Twiki.org. On Michael Baum, so let's park the, like, who is in the TCC for now. Let's do that after this discussion. First, about Ubuntu and Twiki. So I have read Crawford's comments there. I would like to state that it's quite a different situation on how Ubuntu started off of the open of the Debian model. So basically, a new person took or just forked off of the Debian community. So Mark had no connection to the Debian community. He basically started a new community, Ubuntu community, with his commercial company behind Canonical. So that's a key distinction or difference from the current setup that we have on Twiki.org. So I founded this project, the Twiki project, 10 years ago. Recently, I decided to bring some commercial aspects to this project. So it is not that like I'm forcing away from this community, like Mark did from the Ubuntu. So that's why that can't be really directly looked at one, compared as one and one. Let's see what else. Maybe related to this, I modeled this new governance proposal quite closely on the Ubuntu model for several reasons. So Ubuntu is highly successful as a community. Ubuntu has, how should I say that? So Ubuntu, let me rephrase that. Let me give a second. Okay, let me go to the next point. Michael's point that the TCC is not different from the core team, so I disagree with the statement. The TCC is only concerned about community matters and not about the actual core code, where actually the name core team comes from. So maybe I would like to summarize like how I see what the responsibilities of the Twiki Community Council. So it's basically a social structure, and the social structure of our community and our processes within the community should be supervised by the TCC. So and. It's the TCC that approves the creation of new focus teams and also should appoint the team lead. And one very important part within our community that we could do way better than we have done before is to define better our processes and expectations, our processes so that we can meet expectations. A lot of disagreements are simply caused by different expectations. That means that's why the community council should be defining a code of conduct that basically defines how the community should work with each other. And so the community council also should be initially should be appointed. I think somebody else was pointing out that at this point the level of trust is low. I would agree with this. So that's why a vote initially to establish this team would not really work well. That's why I think it is good to have this team appointed. And then sometimes next year, possibly at the second community summit, that we do the first vote and so that the community council members are elected for a two-year period. Let's see. On the point about focus teams, that the community is too small, I would agree with that. I would also like to point out that this is actually an opportunity to grow our community. The new governance as designed is actually designed also to grow with, so that the community can grow and also that there's more delegation than we have. Let me just say this, and I think Raphael also wrote this nicely in the introducing Twiki governance page. So we have, in fact, quite a well-defined process or governance how we operate overall. So there we have a lot of things that we agree on. Crawford, I think the high-level roadmap, we have a clear understanding where Twiki should go, and that the details need to be worked out. So on Kenneth, going out to Kenneth, so you would like to know where the project goes with the community. That's a very important question. So as you all know, I've been working for 10 years now to try to grow the whole ecosystem of Twiki. When, for example, when we introduced the plugins API, the whole community just started to grow quite quickly. And I expect the same thing also with the application marketplace. So that's why I think it's quite important that we focus on this in order to grow the community. We have today, with all these other wikis out there, quite some competition. I would say that 2 years ago we have been ahead of the pack. Today we are in certain smaller areas ahead of the pack on application features, but in many, many other areas we are quite behind the competition. For example, the usability of Confluence is quite better than Twiki and of other wikis as well. So we have quite some work to do to catch up. And quite unfortunate, the disagreements that we have in the community have been, I would say, like the largest contributor to not being able to catch up, not be able to be ahead of the competition as we used to be. So that's one goal that I personally have for the community, that we again regain this competitive edge that we used to have, and that requires that we work together pulling the same string. On the tech board, I fully agree with Kenneth. So that's the most important. From the community, from the developers community scene, probably the most important entity, I would expect that everybody thinks that Crawford should be like the lead of that team, and who else should be in that team that needs to be seen. Personally, as Kenneth says, I do not see like that my role to be too much involved, well, of course involved for feedback, but basically the responsibility of a tech board should be to drive a high-level packaging standards, et cetera, of a Twiki project. As far as the BDSL role, I think that's, again, something that has not been stated in the past. Other communities where it has been stated from the beginning, it was never questioned. So I understand that by me declaring or self-declaring the BDSL role, that there are quite some, well, eyebrows raised, the least to say. I think it is it's actually paramount that the BDSL role is not to be abused, because that will undermine trust. It's not uncommon in open source world that there are multiple very good arguments, but simply that no clear consensus can be reached, and those arguments divide the community rather than bring them together, and we have seen that now for 6 months, at least 6 months. So these arguments just absorb the energy that otherwise could be used for much more productive things. So in some cases, there is no right answer, and there needs to be made a decision. I do not see the BDSL role to take those decisions. I think the primary entity to regulate that and oversee that is the role of the TCC. So I think that's on the...
Peter, maybe you can introduce your ideas on the TCC.
The ideas on... Say again?
I think it might not be clear for everybody that TCC is Twiki Community Council and what it does.
Ah, okay. Yeah. We haven't defined it yet in detail, but basically just what I said before, the TCC is basically responsible to supervise, like, the social, first of all, now to define or refine, and then to supervise the social structures and also the community processes or the process of our community. It's also the body that's appointing the these focus teams and initially the technical board, and again later on that should be, the technical board should be also an elected model once we have the trust in the community. The community council is the entity responsible for the code of conduct that needs to be defined. And so it comes to define the code of conduct as well as overseeing the community if members are following those guidelines. This includes everybody, including the BDSL. So that's just in short. More details need to be worked out. Like, I expect that the community council will be quite active initially over the next maybe 2-3 weeks until we have defined the social structures and the code of conduct. And then once that is in place, then I see not so much activity within the TCC. Maybe they need, I'm not sure yet, maybe once every 2 weeks or once every month after that initial period. I think it's quite important that TCC and also all other teams work transparently. So we have had a history here of a lot of traffic going on behind the scenes, most recently with the Twiki.dev's IRC channel. And so I think, again, so the community will learn over time once we have the code of conduct and this process is defined to work better together and that chances of frictions are reduced because of these processes that we define. Now, let's see what other point. Andre, you said that you do not see like a big change of the status quo with the current government proposal. I think, as I just mentioned before, this new government proposal will much crisper define the code of conduct processes. Thus, it's much better understood on the expectations of each community member, which should really reduce friction. I think that's the key value or benefit of this new governance structure. Andre, you also said that you do not understand the high-level strategy. So here I think we have a sticky point within the community that is not resolved at this point and it needs some more discussions. There are some people in the community who push for a Twiki alliance, which is basically, as far as I understand, similar to the how the Postgres community works. So with the Postgres community, there are basically two companies behind, two probably around equal size companies behind the community, supporting the community. And just history has shown that this model is commercially not that successful, so this community lost market share, this project lost market share over time to MySQL. I think it's an excellent database project. It's state of the art, but it lost market share. And I think for the Twiki project, I do not wish to be in that situation. So I think it's much better to be in the model of Ubuntu with Canonical, or in the model of Fedora with Red Hat, or in the model of MySQL open source release with the company MySQL that got acquired by Sun. Now, the MySQL is maybe not directly one-to-one applicable, because MySQL owns 100% of the copyright, and external code then is incorporated, copyright is assigned over to the company. We are more in the Ubuntu model or Fedora model, I would say, which is much more applicable. So in order for our project, that this is a long-term vision, to be viable in the marketplace, to be recognized also in the news in 2 years, 3 years, 4 or 5 years' time, we need, I think it's very important that we have a strategy that we agree on. And as I've seen that we have a number of people who do not, maybe not understand this strategy, or also disagree with this strategy. At this point, that's now relating to Twiki.net. At this point, the company is still a tiny company. We spend considerable effort to support the community to a degree that's almost not responsible towards the investors. We are not yet in the position to basically have a sustainable business at this time, which is natural for a startup. But once we have, now I'm speaking not as Twiki.org, but as Twiki.net, so once the company has grown to a state, gets more business, the company will be much better enabled to fulfill that promise of working like Red Hat, or working like Canonical. So so basically this high-level strategy is a, but now again back to the community, is a way to, which I firmly believe is a way to make the odds of succeeding, that the project succeeds and survives and thrives much better than with a Postgres model. Now to Crawford. On the roadmap, as mentioned before, I do not really agree with the statement. We do have a Leo roadmap. It's a very high-level roadmap that we agreed on, that we defined and agreed on the first summit. We worked again just a little bit on the February summit, and I expect that we need to work also on it in the Berlin summit. And it's mainly to refine the roadmap. On the execution problem question, Crawford is stating, I actually agree to quite some degree. And again, the key problem there is that we as a community, and I as the lead of the community, we have not been working diligently enough to define processes where we can set clear expectations and execute according to those expectations.
Again, this new government proposal should make a lot of headway to work towards that, to more transparency, and I think it's a way to work with each other. Let's see. Yuxing, I think I should have addressed what Yuxing said. Well, just yeah, just basically I agree with what you said, Eugene, or again, that there's no agreement on what is best for the open source community. And I would like to state that it will never be possible to agree on what's best for the community, because everybody has different interests with different backgrounds. So that's, I think, that's why we need a discussion, and then basically just go in one direction. So I think the current situation, many people pulling in different directions, is more damaging to the community than helping to the community. Linwood's point on clarity, what my role is, I think I addressed this just before with the government question. And I think that's about it on addressing the questions. Any follow-up questions on this?
Well, there are lots of points that we have to elaborate further. Let me capture a few things that I think that you agreed as well as the others, and that is that we will have problems with defining focus teams given the current size of the community. So I think that's going to be a major problem, as sad as it is. And connected to that is actually my proposal to have a Twiki Alliance as an entry point for commercial entities outside of Twiki to provide feedback to Twiki, to have an entry door to formulate what they think Twiki is lacking most or needs most or is doing good or whatever. And I think if we had some group of a forum, a non-profit forum of that kind, it could be of great value for any further Twiki development. And there is a lot of good feedback that I get from paying customers, very profound, very clear. And if that could be given to all of the Twiki community in a very coordinated way, that would be really great. And that's a way I see that this would help to build up a greater community and to bring more people into focus groups.
May I interrupt?
Let me just continue on the Twiki Alliance thing. I do think you might have misread it in a way, because Twiki Alliance is actually non-profit. It's not related to commercial interests in that direct way. So it's not related to Postgres or something else. It's more related to just an audience or consortium of people who are interested, of companies that are interested in Twiki and who want to express themselves in a way.
Peter, could you address Michael's suggestion, because this is also something that I think would be very helpful for Twiki, and I would like to know from you, do you favor or do you do not favor a non-profit foundation besides Twiki.net?
Okay, so in principle, I'm open to a non-profit entity, like open source entity for Twiki. However, I have quite some reservations at this time. So that might look different in a year or 2 years' time. So at like creating a non-profit and then distributing money that's being donated to the project is very difficult to, or almost impossible to distribute the money fairly.
But I don't think there has to be
so the current need for where actually money is involved is hosting. That's basically the most important, the major cost. And for hosting alone, I do not see a reason why we need a non-profit organization. Now, on the other hand, I think it would make a whole lot of sense to have some kind of organization or process where specific work items can be published for implementation, and people then can bid on implementing those features. So basically building up a marketplace for that model would work much better. Because it's directly related to work items that need to be, well, stuff that's going to be built. But however, that like creating an alliance and people donating money and then trying to distribute money for various things, I think that's quite difficult, and this time of relatively low trust in the community simply wouldn't work. That's why I think it is a much better strategy to go with this new model governance model. It will take some time to adjust to this new governance model. We will build up trust over time. And once we have trust, I think then we can revisit. I'm more open to look at the Twiki Alliance or a non-profit organization.
I think
all right.
We can't delay thinking of that.
It was suggested a few minutes ago that after Peter's presentation there to have opportunity for people to ask him some questions for clarification or whatever. And I'd like to... That sounds like a good idea, and also the suggestion, if you have a question for Peter, if you could perhaps type it into the IRC chat.
And can I just follow up on what was just said? Peter,
I would be concerned that we go down, that we not go down too far down the path of discussing the pros and cons of a Twiki Alliance, since that's not the immediate focus of our conversation this afternoon.
No, but the question which I want to ask is fairly pivotal to the relationship between Twiki.net and Twiki.org.
Yes.
My question is, the Twiki Alliance, as it's described, is pretty much what I would describe as a customer council. It's a group of people who are in a position to provide input which would help guide the direction of Twiki. Now, as such, this would be in perhaps not in Twiki.net's best interest, because Twiki.net would wish to retain control over the direction of Twiki. And I want to ask Peter directly if that's what's influencing his resistance to the idea of the Twiki Alliance.
If I understand correctly, so if there would be a custom council, is that how that relates to Twiki.net and Twiki.org?
As customer council, the Twiki Alliance would effectively be a customer council that was driving direction for Twiki. It would say where Twiki was going to go.
Right.
And that wouldn't really be in the best interest of Twiki.net, as I understand it. And I want you to answer the question, is that the reason for your resistance to the idea of the Twiki Alliance?
No, the main reason is that, as I stated, is it's very easy to it's almost like fuel to disagree on how to distribute funds. The Cosmo Council, I think, as I see it, is not dependent on a alliance. Twiggy Council can be, I'm sorry, Cosmo Council. A Cosmo Council, I think, is a very good idea for the open source community, and that could be a one of the focus groups, so that we define a customer focus group.
Okay, so the answer to the question then is if the question about funding distribution is answered, then your resistance to a Twiggy alliance would evaporate.
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Sorry. Yeah, can you say it again? I didn't understand either.
Okay, my apologies. My point is, I was trying to clarify in my own mind why Peter is resistant to the idea of a Twiggy alliance, what the real reason for it is. And Peter's saying it's because he's concerned that funding would not be fairly distributed, and that is the only reason why he is resistant to the idea.
And this is Kenneth Lauersen, and that's exactly the same reason why I've been talking against foundations / alliances with the scope of distributing funding. I prefer a model where a person like Crawford says, I can do this job working full-time for 3 months if someone pays me, and then someone pays Crawford. I like the this to be free competition among independent companies, including Twiggy.net if they want to. Actually, I think Twiggy.net will both be on the funding side and on the receiving side in that, in this respect. I believe more in the free enterprise model than in thinking we can find people that are totally unbiased and can sit in such a council and never ever get themselves in the shooting range when they give people to one person and another one doesn't get it, and who's friends with who, and so on. And I actually don't even see Twiggy.net as part of such a conflict. It's more, I see a potential conflict between some of the other independent guys that have legitimate business interests.
Okay, thanks, Kenneth. I consider that question answered.
Yeah, anyway, let's discuss this Twiggy alliance thing independently and continue in other places.
Peter, I have a couple of, one small question on your Twiggy governance proposal. You're saying that initially the members of the technical council and the community council would be appointed, and I think later you mentioned that it would be by yourself and some prior of the core team. Who would be appointing these committees,
okay,
or these councils?
Yeah. So I actually already have been talking to some members. Initially with Kenneth, because Kenneth is, I would say, like the most community-oriented person within our community. I talked to Arthur, I talked to Martin Seibert, and I didn't directly talk to Michael Baum about this, but basically these are the people that we feel are the right persons to initially appoint it to the PCC. So Arthur, Kenneth, Michael Baum, Martin, Seibert, and myself.
And I'd like to propose Linwood as well as being a member of the TCC.
I'm not so much in favor of adding one more person from, so I think Michael Down, you are quite good also in community things. You also have a good business sense that, maybe I said something wrong. That has no implication. I didn't want to imply anything on limit in this. But I think a size of 5 people is just about right for the TCC. It should not be too big. It should be also an odd number, so that if there is a discussion that's not a consensus building, that turns into a vote, so that it's easier to make a decision.
If that's the case, then if you need an odd number, then I do think that Linwood is suiting better than me in the role of being a member of TCC.
Okay. I have actually, frankly speaking, I have some personal reservations if Linwood Brown comes into the TCC.
Yeah, that's very unfortunate.
Yep. So once we have the TCC established, and once the government is working, once we build up the trust, then I think it's actually important that we change over to an election model. This is actually quite in contrast to Ubuntu. So in Ubuntu, Mark Shuttleworth is appointing members by himself, actually.
Let me just make this one thing clear. I think that getting over personal resentments would be a great opportunity just for pointing out some of the members that might be personal problem to you. Just to balance more of get more balance into this very important initial step. And I do think that Limerick, as it did write the initial first proposal to the governance question, that he has withdrawn altogether for several reasons, is of immense value to this big task. And I would be very pleased to see that if you could just overthink your decisions within the next days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm willing to reconsider it. That's long stated. So let's bring. I will bring this.
Can I? This is Kenneth Larsen. I nominated Michael originally, and Michael, the reason why I nominated you is that I think you, what I said to Peter when we talked about the council the first time, when Peter called me and asked if I wanted to be in it, I suggested names, and you were the first name I came up with, was that I said that I think the council should represent all the different aspects in the project. Shouldn't be too many developers, shouldn't be too many marketing people, shouldn't be too many of a specific kind. And so in representing the developers, it would either you or Crawford. And since I think Crawford needs to be in the technical board as a chairman, I can't see any other role for Crawford. It's too important to give to anyone else. I suggested you as a developer. And Linwood, being a very conscious person on the community, is not a, let's say, Perl developer, and we need a Perl developer represented in the council.
Yeah, well I see that I don't see the TCC as really the place to discuss any Perl code.
What I wanted was that there was one member of each type of community member.
Mostly concerned about building community and trust. This is actually what Linwood is doing in many places and has been done successfully in many places. And that's why I was pointing that out. And I don't know. So it's in the end, it would be a great opportunity to build up more trust within the TCC as well.
Yeah. So I would like to say something for that. I actually think it's important to work with people and reward people who are sticking around and active also in difficult times. So we have seen some people always showing up, and or not always, but also regularly showing up in the release meetings and marketing meetings. And so, frankly, I think we have a higher success to work with people who are here for the community all the time, like more often than not. That's the one reason why I think Michael Daum is a good fit for this TCC role.
I can assist about this.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Twiggy government's proposal from Peter, it's been tweeted here as it's already approved by someone. There's a high comments about against some this proposal, not exactly against this Twiggy Community Council. But not there's no agreement reached now, and you treat everything as it's proposed, and it's be there like it is, and you proposed it. The BDFL is, I don't know, Limbo pointed it out one time, actually it's time to stand up for the people who want a BDFL, and I'm in favor of, as Crawford said, of a BDFL if he is able and capable to do it. But I'm really not convinced. I doubt that the BDFL, in the role of Peter, is able to do it. So I like to talk a bit about the proposal, and this is going into deep. Who is going to be the council, and what part is it, and where do they come from? We are speaking of a proposal which is not even be approved by someone, if it's good or if it's another way or a better way.
So may I address that? This is Martin speaking. Andre, I think you're coming from Germany also, don't you?
Yeah.
And we're trying to establish a kind of democratic way that will lead to a situation where Peter admits to follow certain rules and also maybe rulings of a certain council of whoever may be on there.
Peter answer the question. I know what parliament is and so on. I think we're old enough for this, but I'd like to hear Peter about that. Thanks.
Okay.
But I think I stated it before, so in 2 years' time we will have an election process. At this time with the low level of trust, I think it would be a wrong decision to make this a democratic process to elect the TCC members. I think it's the right approach that we have here at this meeting, so that Linwood Brown is now proposed to be part of the TCC. I will take that into consideration together with the TCC as we think want to start with.
But my question was, you are speaking about the TCC, but this is in your proposal. And I have not heard anyone who wants a BDFL or said, oh, we have to vote a TCC. That's on the list on the list for today on the top you vote. But I didn't hear anyone who wants to vote a TCC or talked about it and approved it by the community. I want to do the first step and not the re-vote in 2 years. By the way, it's quite a long time for a software project.
So may I speak up again and try to say what I wanted to say? When Germany lost the Second World War, there was Konrad Adenauer, and he was called a democratic dictator a long time. And when you want to establish a democratic system, which Peter evidently wants to, and which is at least me and other community members are waiting for desperately, I have no problem giving him ruling, naming people, and as long as this leads to a democratic system and structure. That's my opinion on that.
Yes, this is Linwood again. I feel pretty much the same way. I mean, the way I see the TCC there, it's very close to what I had originally proposed in terms of interim committee to come up with the rules of governance within the community and then have them, or to articulate them more clearly and have them clarified. And regarding the makeup of the TCC, I do think it's important to try to pick people that are neutral, but the main thing that group is going to have to wear the hat of the best interest of the community as a whole, not their individual interest anyway, or it won't work. And I see Crawford's concern about a 2-year gap. I think that's true too. I don't think that I don't see why there would be a need to wait 2 years to actually have a more democratic process.
No, actually, it's not waiting 2 years. It's waiting 1 year.
That is too long.
With the 2-year election process.
I think that your assumption was that we need approximately 1 year for the TCC to build up more trust in the community. But I think most of the trust will come if the TCC would be voted democratically, because that's actually most community-driven then. And we should shorten this period substantially, even after has expressed that he was actually envisioning a vision of 3 months. And given the problems that we have with the TrickyNet problem, with the TrickyOrg project and the upcoming summit and so on, this really needs to be hurried up. So I'd like to subscribe to Arthur, who is unfortunately not here, that a 3-month period is working much better than 1 year. 1 year is so much. I do know that even 1 year is passing rather quickly, but there are a lot of people out there who just cut into the market that Twiki.org has built up.
Yeah, so I
completely agree with that, and I just wanted to say when we talked on the phone, Peter, I still think that people like me who are very new to the community, and a lot of people may hear me the first time today, and I would like to have, if I stand in such a committee, not have such a long period to give people a chance to vote for somebody else who they think might be more suitable.
How about Summit 2009 Q1? That would be approximately 7 months from now. That would be a good compromise, perhaps.
Maybe we can. We don't need to make it a fixed date. Maybe we must depend it on, or should depend it on how the TCC is performing and how good we make progress. And if things are set up properly, then we can shorten that by proposing what we have so far.
I also wanted to say something on why I think this process is a good process for the community. nobody or only a few people had the guts to kick out the banner when Peter put it up. And this is a, I didn't. And this is a good sign that shows maybe Andre, you're right. Peter might not have the right, but he's an authority within this community. And I think we all know that. And so I think it's a good thing just to accept that for now and to go away with him to a democratic process.
This is Kenneth Lowndes. I think it's for those that may have feel uncomfortable with the new appointed TCC, I think psychologically it's good to have an event, maybe more than a date, which is why I proposed a summit event to be also an election event. And it could either be the summit a year from now or a summit half a year from now. It would be too soon for the summit, that is 1 month from now, of course. But the summit 2009 Q1 would be probably if it's February 2009, then we're talking 7 months from now. That may be enough. We can always, at a release meeting or whatever, decide to go for another half year, but it's, I think it's nice to have a goal.
Yeah, yes, that's actually true, but I think that the summit is very, let's say, physical. Most of the people that are on Twiki community aren't able to join wherever it's going to take place. So, as an open source community, it's always good to have summits and decide on big things and have goals like this. But a lot of people won't be able to attend it, and so I am afraid that voting, if it's not web-based, will not be democratic.
This is Kenneth again. I was not thinking about making the summit the voting event, but just having the voting around the summit. Actually, making it like a few weeks before means you have a new, fresh TCC meeting at the summit. Most of the TCC members are probably interested in meeting and even if among the TCC members, depending on where the summit is, we may not all be able to be physically there, but I know the voting should happen web-based.
Yes, I absolutely agree. So this is web-based, and I think it's a good idea to coincide it with one of the summits. I proposed to not set a date, but basically a criteria. The criteria would be the number of active contributors, like meaning basing the criteria on the size of the community, plus also on the trust within the community. So the size of the community is relatively easy to measure and define this criteria. But the level of trust is kind of abstract and it's not really possible to define so then when the time is right. So that's why I think it's good to pick one of those two summits next year as the first voting date.
I would prefer
to leave it open like this and so that the TCC will
keep that one
on that.
The idea of picking a date for a vote is all very well. But what are we voting for? There are constitutional questions that have been raised. Andrew has got to know about the role of the BDSL. Where does that get written down?
We're hearing two people right now.
Sorry, someone was talking over me there.
Crawford, I'm sorry. I the voice comes from Ultimate Static. I didn't really understand what you said.
Okay. Before we can have a meaningful vote, there has to be some constitutional questions answered in terms of where the power vests within the organizational structure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And to me, that's the most important. Those are the most important questions we can possibly answer. And I'm not prepared to wait 7 months for answers to those questions. I've already waited 5 months. I'm not waiting any longer, basically.
Yes, that's why it's important that the PCC is defining the processes and community structures within the next few weeks.
Peter, you're suggesting that the TCC is going to define the constitutional structure of the constitutional, the way governance works.
Yes. And do you see that that's a problem?
I would like to ask Peter, will you follow those rules? Peter, will you follow those constitutional rules that Crawford was talking about? If the nominees you named will come up with them?
Well, the way of the election process also needs to be defined. So, whatever the TCC is coming up with, what the constitution is and how the election process works, then of course that's a process that needs to be followed.
Actually, the only reason that we have pointed out TCC in the beginning is that there is a hen and egg problem, which was best described in Linwood's first proposal, because there needs to be a root of legitimacy to start governance. So and that's the main problem that the TCC has to solve, is to build up a kind of root where all the power is rooted in.
Yep.
And that's the actual that's the problem that the TCC has to solve, and this can be just to organize voting for another TCC. As simple
fine,
as this
as
is.
Fine, as long as it's done quickly, and as long as it's done in public.
Right.
If I may, we're sitting here now in what I actually find is one of the most constructive meetings we've had in the community for a long time, and I really think this, that we can hear each other, has helped a lot. I think it's important that this is just the first meeting of several discussing governance, where we need to sort of digest a little bit. I feel that the BDFL is not like completely a rejected idea. The role, I think, is still one we need to discuss. Peter needs to maybe elaborate a little more on the next meeting, what he wants that role for. I support the role. I don't have a problem with that, but I think we all want to know what is that BDFL guy going to do the next 5 years. But I also think that some of the things that are in the governance proposal should not just be thrown in the hands of a community council meet next week. I think it's worth meeting a few more meetings and talk about things like technical board. Do people actually want to sit in them? Do we have the people needed to make a technical board work? Because if there's no one that says, yes, I'll do it, then there's some problem with the model already before we get started. And the same with some of the other, what other teams are needed? Can we find the necessary people for them? Because I don't think in the election process the problem is going to be to elect between people. It's going to be to find people in the first place. I would really like that we follow up with a couple of more meetings in the near future, and continue discussing, not starting all over again on the same things, but trying to dig a little deep into some of the open issues that are, and open questions that are, and that will materialize in our brains as we've been sleeping on it for a couple of times.
So what will we be expecting? What should we expect in the coming weeks from now?
Yes, so should we use next Monday's meeting again of with a live conference call, or should we even meet earlier, like midweek this week?
I think the first thing is to get this call documented on the web and get what nascent agreements there obviously are in this call actually written down so that people can comment.
Yeah, right.
And that's the first thing to do.
Very true.
I do think that it's the sooner we can get somebody, some subset empowered like the TCC to begin to draft a more comprehensive governance thing, the better. That group, the TCC, can still have some open meetings like this to get input from other people, but I do feel we should get this, the sooner we get a subgroup tasked with this, the better. The sooner we'll get something back.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with this one.
Let me just point out something I've taken out of this meeting. First of all, I agree with Kent that there is, in the end, we did discuss and we've put on the table a lot of issues that have been floating around. But another thing that nearly every speaker individually said was that they have problems with BDLF roles. So I think one of the most important things is define what BDLF is, and that will be part of the work of the TCC as far as I see it. And this is needs a lot of discussion with community as well, and with Peter as to describe in more detail what he envisions his role in the project, and what he would like to, how he would like to act there.
Yep.
And
yes, I think that's a very good, a very important to-do item for myself, to basically define what the expectations are of the BDSL responsibilities and limitations.
And be warned, Peter, if it doesn't appear fairly quickly, somebody else is going to do it for you.
I think what I propose is the next meeting is actually a weekend meeting at a time where some of those that are in a time zone that can't participate also can be heard.
Good idea.
And that's why I know, Peter, you don't like to spend weekends working, and neither do I. However, I think it would be good to spend 1 hour this weekend.
I think we managed to convince our wives.
Are you able to do that, Peter? You have to be there. You're the one that has to answer all the questions.
Yes, I'm actually home alone, so I'm fine.
Okay, I would propose a next meeting on either Saturday or Sunday. And it doesn't have to be anyone that participates. The most important is that people that are not here now, Sven is one of them, has a chance to ask questions and get answers verbally like we do now. One thing is to hear a recording, provided one of our recordings are good. Hope so, mine is, but still recording here. But I think there's nothing that replaces being able to ask yourself. And then we can use the Monday evening to maybe try and make some of our first decisions.
Yeah. So how about on Saturday plus 6 hours from the start of this meeting here? That should be good for Sven, then he's already up.
You say plus 6 hours. You mean minus, right? We have to catch him before he goes to bed.
That's in the morning in Europe, from a European perspective.
Yeah, 2 a.m. for me.
Okay, that's not for me. It's actually important to find a time for everyone, India, Australia, Europe, and U.S.
So if we are talking about Sven, he goes to bed late, doesn't he? That's why he gets up late. But
usually, yes.
Crawford, what time should we pick if Sven has a chance?
usually the best time to catch them, or the latest time to catch them, is 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my time, which is 1400 GMT.
So that would be 4 o'clock Central European.
3 o'clock. No, right, 4 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, right now there are two hours difference between GMT and Central European.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is one question, though, that Sven is currently on holiday. He's in Brisbane without proper network access, and he may not even be back on Saturday. We need to establish that.
But if he has access to a phone, he should be able to still participate.
Well, yeah, but if he's sitting in his in-law's house, it may not be practical. I don't know.
We can find out and call in the meeting in a couple of days. I will make this same phone line, same phone number, same PIN code available again for the event. There has to be one reason why I get fired one day. I don't know how much this costs Motorola, but it's probably not cheap, but anyway.
Agreed.
We have to pay for Twiki somehow, and this is one of our ways. I'm sure it's quite all right. I spend 10 times as this kind of money on that account per week on other conference calls, so no one will notice. I would like, yeah, what was it, Saturday or Sunday, that would be the preferred for the rest of the gang, and then let's try.
Okay, well, I'll try and contact Sven tomorrow and see how he's fixed and let you know.
Peter, can you do it both Saturday and Sunday, or is there one that...
No, I actually can do both.
Okay.
And we need to talk to Alpha as well. He's a member of a TCC, so that's important.
Great.
And so, you're saying possibly 4 p.m. Central European time.
Correct.
Which would be, what is that? 16, 9, that's like 5 a.m. my time. Well, yeah, so one time I can get up early.
Okay, so that seems to be an agreement somehow.
Yeah, I mean, we can flip it an hour, but we quite regularly have calls with Linwood at that time. I appreciate the 2 hours difference. But.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Are we burned out for tonight?
Yeah.
I think so, yes.
Right.
Wind's down.
Yeah, and on the box, good progress, Crawford. I'll start testing. I didn't manage to test because I was building two unsuccessful phone tapping devices. Both ended up in hum. I'll get on to it tomorrow with the testing for the security box that we want closed. Sopan closed another one today. That's good.
Yes, he seems to have broken the test. But.
Yeah. So that was the first Twiki.net fix. As I can see it, I hope it will be much more. I gave him another task. But actually, we are down to very few urgent bugs now. There's a couple of UTF-8 type bugs. I don't want them to gate 4.2.1 anymore. I think we have what we can get at the moment. So let's nail down those, and within very few days, that's André now, we need to get the translators going. So I'll give you a honk very soon on starting off translations. And then I think we're very close to having a 4.2.1 out, which is a very, very good event when we have that out.
I'm going to test your code against the LDAP things because lots of customers were waiting to get a working LDAP solution with Twiki 4.2.x, and I'm trying to see if everything is going fine then. Yes. And there was some other functional renaming that was work in progress. I promised to last week to fix what didn't.
Okay. I haven't looked at it at all yet. It's not checked in. For right now, I have a copy, and I think Crawford still needs some work on a couple of unit tests that fails, and doesn't want to check it in until they don't fail, which I think is a good thing.
No. I added a bug to explain what was happening there. It's because I had my system configured for UTF-8, and the test fails when you have a system configured for UTF-8.
I saw that message. I didn't connect those two with each other. Okay, that's cool.
Nothing to do with my changes.
Does that mean you've checked it in now, or...?
No.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for you.
Okay. I'll check tomorrow.
Okay, great.
And maybe a little bit tonight. It's only 11 o'clock, so I can still work for like an hour or so before I go to bed.
Excellent. Okay, so I would like to thank everybody for participating in this meeting. I think it was, like Kenneth said, it was quite a constructive meeting, much better than the more or less asynchronous way on in a wiki. And I would also like to thank Kenneth for providing, Kenneth/Motorola, for providing the phone access and for suggesting a phone conversation in the first place. I think we can work it out, and we're looking forward to catch up again.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And goodbye, and I hope the recording here will work. Otherwise, one of us must have a good recording at the end. Okay. Bye-bye, everyone.
Hey.
Okay. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye. Bye-bye.